You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Balak, turning curse into blessing. It is always interesting to consider which lines of Torah the rabbis chose to include in our liturgy. In the daily service, in the Shabbat service, and in festival services, the rabbis inserted various parts of the Torah for us to recite as our own words back to God. One of the most striking examples is when we say, Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi chamocha nedar ba'kodesh. We remember the line spoken by our ancestors when they stood on the other side of the river, having crossed over the sea, leaving Egypt behind. And in that way, in our daily service, we are transported to that joy and celebration at leaving slavery for freedom. The example we get from this week's Torah portion is a more curious one. In this week, we have the fascinating story of Balak, the king of Moab, who calls upon Bilam to come and curse the Israelite people of whom he is so afraid. As we read the story, God makes it clear that Bilam will be unable to curse the Israelites and will only be able to say the words that God chooses for him. And out of these words which are recited, we get the beautiful line, Ma tovu o'alecha Yaakov mishkanotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. On the one hand, this is a fascinating line that marks perhaps our transition from the children of Jacob into the people of Israel. We leave our tents behind, as we were the tents of Jacob, and move to the dwelling places, the Mishkanotecha Yisrael, of Israel. The word Mishkan has echoes of that line in Torah when God says, I will dwell amongst you, v'shochanti b'tocham. But more than this, there is something so powerful in the fact that in our daily liturgy, we recite a line which was intended to be a curse upon our people and upon our community. When Bilam prepared to speak, he did so intending to curse the Israelites. It was only because of God that a blessing came out. And yet those words which were spoken intended for curse became not just a blessing, but became part of the daily prayers recited by the very people for whom the curse was intended. In taking this line of Torah, the rabbis give us an important lesson about the fact that words can be transformed from their original meaning to something completely new. Words which were intended for curse can become blessing, and words which were intended for curse can even become part of the prayers recited thousands of years later. Every day when we say, Ma tovu o'alecha Yaakov mishkanotecha Yisrael, we should remember the fact that our words do have power, but we also have power over how those words will be remembered and used in future generations. Shabbat Shalom.